Hi everyone and welcome to Dictan for turn number 561. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@dictanfortorah.org. Also, if you can, in the notes of the podcast, you'll find a little bit of a survey. There are some questions that I've asked. If you've already responded, please don't respond again. But if you have not yet, if you have the 30 seconds it might take, please, it'll be very helpful. Thank you very much. Okay, so this week, Parsha is Noach, and in Noach, we discuss Noach saving all the animals. At the end of the Parsha, we talk about Noach and his permission to be able to eat meat from then on. So I wanted to actually go through a pasuk in Vayikra, Parsha's Emor, which has a very interesting halacha relating to shechita and animals, the slaughtering of animals. And it says over there, V'shar o'seh o'sov yespenolos tishchatu b'yom echad. If you have a shor, an ox, or a seh, a lamb, Oso ve'espeno, it and its son, it actually says in the pasuk, referring seemingly to males, lo sishchatu b'yom echad, you cannot slaughter both on the same day. So none of this, of course, is pleasant. We don't like to know what's in the sausage. But the Torah says that you can't slaughter a parent and a child on the same day. Rashi says it's actually referring to a mother. She'asol lishchot ha'em v'haben o habas. That's not referring to the father at all. And the truth is, there's a long discussion in the Gemara about the father versus the mother. The Rambam says that for sure the mother would be a problem to slaughter with the child, but if it would be the father, so if we would know it's the father, obviously parental lineage is complicated for mothers, it's a little bit more simple for fathers, maybe it's a little bit harder to keep track of, but it says in the Rambam that if I know for sure that this is the father of the child, the halacha would apply as well, and I should not slaughter those two, the parent and the child of the father, as well on that day. So it's a very interesting law, and I want to talk about why this law exists. But first, let's talk about some of the practical applications of this law. I mean, do I have to go to a supermarket and be concerned about the fact that I'm buying meat that was perhaps slaughtered on the same day, parent and child? Like, what are the ramifications of this? So there's a Mishnah in Chul, and the Mishnah talks about that on 4 days of the year, four specific days of the year, when somebody sells both a parent and a child, if I'm a farmer and a cowherder, whatever, and I sell a parent and a child to buyers, I have to warn the second buyer that I already sold the other one of the pair. Because on those 4 days of the year, they are high volume shechita days. It's like, you know, on Friday afternoon, you go to the supermarket and you buy chicken, you're probably buying it to use on Shabbos. So too, on these 4 days, if somebody's buying an animal, they're probably buying it for slaughter. So therefore, if I've sold the mother or the child, I have to go then and tell the buyer of the second animal that this is the second of a pair and you would not be allowed to slaughter it on that day. The Ramban goes so far as to say that on those 4 days, and I'll get to what those 4 days are in a moment, on those 4 days, if I had not told the second purchaser, it's a mekachtos, meaning I can't go and just tell them afterwards. A mekachtos means you undermine the sale itself. It's an invalid sale. You defrauded the person because he's not really able to use it for what he wanted to use it for. So the 4 days that are high volume days, the Mishnah says, are Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and according to one opinion, Erev Yom Kippur. Long, interesting discussion about why specifically those days. Why isn't Sukkot? Why isn't Erev Sukkot on the list? Maybe people were too busy with their sukkah, and maybe they were too busy with their lulav and esrog to really be busy cooking all the meals. We wish that was the case. And why the second days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, and not the second days of Pesach? Probably because it's a different holiday. But in any event, these are the 4 days where you can assume that a person who's buying meat is buying for Shechita. So if you've sold the mother, you have to warn a second buyer if you are about to sell them the child. Now, the Rashba has a discussion about whether or not a buyer generally has to worry about this law. He says, first of all, it can't be. It can't be that the lokeach, the buyer, every buyer, which would mean all of us, when we buy an animal, I mean, most of us are not shochtim, but most of us, when we would buy, but one who would buy an animal to shecht, would not have to go and ask, by the way, did you sell the mother today? Did you sell the child of this animal today? You don't have to ask. And how do we know that that's the case? Because the Mishnah says that on these 4 days, you must inform a buyer. If it would be the case that every buyer would always have to ask, then why would you have any problems on these 4 days? All buyers are always asking. So that's what the Rashba says. He brings a few other pieces of evidence to this. But altogether, this is a very interesting law. What is this law about? And what is it there, of course, to teach us? So the Sefer HaChinuch says that this law has to do with the idea of extinction. God puts the world together, and he puts all the species as they are. And we, to, for us to undermine that world and for us to try to get rid of one of the species would be a terrible thing. The act of killing a child and a parent on the same day, this multi-generational exploitation of the animal. Of course, you know, we can use animals, but to use animals in a way where at least symbolically perceived that we are multi-generationally attacking this species, that is sort of going down the extinction road, and that is forbidden. So if you're looking for an environmentalist, you know, as looking for a makar, a source, which teaches that this is a value, that we're supposed to do what we can to make sure that the species that exist continue to exist, and we do not do anything to end that process. So you could just point to the Schinach, it's Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Dalet, and that seems to be the point that he's making as to why this is forbidden. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a different explanation, a fascinating explanation. He says, Asa lishchor osa v'yespenobi omechad, why? And he says, to make sure, and this obviously will only work in one direction, to make sure, he shameru laharchik lishchot mishneim haben le'enei ha'em. You want to make sure that you never go and slaughter the child in front of the mother, right? You never slaughter the child in front of the mother. What that really means is that this whole prohibition, which really doesn't allow you to do both, is so that the mother will never happen to see the child being slaughtered. And he explains, not because animals have the same intellectual capacity as humans do, but this mercy that a mother has for a child exists in the emotional sphere, he explains, and things that exist in the emotional sphere are shared between humans and animals alike, and so animals would have this feeling as well, and therefore, you can't ever slaughter a child in front of the mother. So that the law is constructed to make sure that no two animals are ever slaughtered on the same day in that same family, in that generational line, to avoid that issue. That's the Mor Nevuchim's thing. And he's focusing on the emotions of the animal. We need to be careful about the emotions of the animal, which is pretty remarkable. The Ramban says, he quotes the Rambam, and he says, really, it's probably not so much that. He doesn't agree fully with the Rambam, because, again, it doesn't really explain all the use cases of this halacha. You can't kill the child in the morning and then kill the mother later in the day, or whether you kill the mother or you don't kill the mother has no relevance to whether or not the mother sees the child being killed. And there actually is no direct halacha which doesn't allow you to kill an animal in front of its mother. That's not what the halacha is. You can't kill them both. So if you're assuming that the slaughtering happens like they're in a line or something like that, then maybe it makes sense. But it's a principle which symbolically applies to very few of the actual cases in which this halacha would exist. And so the Ramban prefers to say v'yoser nachon ba'avur shalom nis'achzar. It's so that we do not become cruel. There's a cruelty involved here. There's a mercy that somebody should just get, you know, whereas, of course, an act of shechita involves some sort of usage of animals, which, you know, seems, I guess, the animal would prefer we not do, but that heter, that allowance we already have, that we make use of. But to take it beyond, and to oso ve'espeno, to wipe out a family, you know, it seems that's beyond. That's achzarius, that's cruelty, which is unable to be tolerated. And that's how the Ramban understands. So again, the Chinuch says it's about the idea of exploiting to the extent of extinction. The Rambam says it's about having mercy on the mother. The Ramban says it's about ourselves not becoming cruel. There's another more contemporary perspective offered by the Yisnaim LaTorah. He says that Oso Vespino is a fascinating halacha, and he games it out. He says, let's imagine you have Yankel buys one animal, and he's on one side of the world, right? So he goes and he shechts that animal. He did nothing wrong. It's great. But now that animal's mother or child cannot be shechted anywhere else, cannot be slaughtered anywhere else. So now every other Jew is now beholden to the activity of that first Jew. And that's really strange, right? Because what does me, I never met you, we just happen to be two shochtim, two slaughterers who are purchasers in the same farm, same barn, we bought two animals, and you're shechting one place, I'm shechting in a different place. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? So he explains, there is a melamido sonu sheyesh ba'am Yisrael sheiches nifla'a bein Rebbe Yisrael l'chol Yisrael. Every individual has a connection to every other individual, bein haprat el haklal ulahepach, from the individual to the group, from the group to the individual. And he explains the idea, this is the idea of arvos kol yisrael arevim zeh bezeh, when one person does something to, let's say, an animal's family, every single other person, our neshama is shared. We are just separated, he explains, by different bodies. And those bodies might be separate, but the sensitivities that our neshama shares are still relevant for a halacha like this, where if we go and slaughter this animal after somebody else has slaughtered the first, our neshama in our shoresh, in our root, also senses a bit of cruelty. That shows how connected we as all Jews are. So whatever the reason, it's a halacha, probably doesn't apply to you, but I think has a lot to teach. Have a great day.